Right, so Israel looks to take out two birds with one stone, so to speak, as its ongoing and growing issues with Egypt, particularly, have grown starkly in the last few days, with Egypt parking tanks outside the walls of Rafah, trucks full of aid that Israel refuses to allow into Gaza queuing up on the Egyptian side as well, shaming Israel internationally as footage of that gets out for once more going back on its word, shelters and heavy machinery to shift rubble barred from entry. And of course, Egypt are apparently the Arab nation with the plan to rebuild Gaza, soon to be put before other Arab nations at a summit in Riyadh, completely counter to the so-called Trump plan to ethnically cleanse everyone from the Gaza Strip so he can build his Gaza Lago and turn the Gaza Strip into hotels and casinos. Yet another crackpot land seizure scheme from the tangerine-tinged tyrant that passes for the supposed leader of the free world. But not only has this Israeli plot been uncovered to undermine any hope of Egypt combating Israel and Trump's plan for Gaza, it also shows Israel still have designs on Egypt under their greater Israel ideology as well. And to achieve it, they may be prepared to commit a genocide which would leave Gaza pale in comparison should they decide to actually try this and pull it off. Right, so we're tackling a story here that frankly is as shocking as it is alarming, with leaked plans from Israel reportedly floating the idea of threatening Egypt's Aswan Dam as a way to push back against Egypt's plans to rebuild the Gaza Strip, and it all plays in ever so conveniently towards that plan for a greater Israel. Here is that image again of greater Israel, and you can see a good chunk of Egypt is included in these plans. This would be one of the biggest potential acts of war in modern history, against one of the most critical pieces of infrastructure in the entire region, all to further Israel's goal of ethnically cleansing Gaza at that. According to reports, an Israeli military analysis website has speculated about destroying the Aswan Dam, which could kill up to 10.5 million Egyptians and devastate the country. So as you can imagine, Egypt are ruddy furious this plan has arisen. Squawkbox have done a brilliant piece on this today entitled "Israeli Military Analysis Website Floats Plan to Destroy Aswan Dam, Kill Up to 10.5 Million Egyptians." Please do go and read the entire thing. It's a belter. Here's a short excerpt. The plan, first floated on the Israeli Nziv Military Analysis website, maps out the predicted chain of events if Israel destroys Egypt's Aswan High Dam, which holds back around 132 cubic kilometers of water at the head of the Nile River, with devastating consequences within hours, including millions of cubic meters of water breaching the dam and starting within minutes to cascade downriver, a wall of water flooding the Luxor and Aswan areas, devastating infrastructure, flooding of military bases and industrial facilities along the Nile, many thousands of people killed just in the first few hours, mainly in rural areas, a state of emergency for 20 million people in Cairo as the wall of water approaches, collapse of power supplies and transportation and communication systems, mobilization of the Egyptian military to evacuate or try to rescue civilians, collapse. Cairo's industrial zones are completely shut down, office towers and old buildings are collapsing, the Egyptian state losing control of large urban areas, mass movement of refugees fleeing to high ground, but many people drowning, deaths of at least 1.7 million people and as many as 10.5 million. Egyptian commentators reacted with outrage, with one politician vowing that Egypt's army would overtake Israeli business capital Tel Aviv in one day if Israel attacked it. Egyptian writer and researcher Saad Al-Fiqi told Russia Today that the report is a display of recklessness whose consequences Israel does not realize, and that the cartoonish statements are a sign of Israel's dysfunction and its leaders trying to save their reputation, which is stained with the blood of innocents in Palestine. Egyptian media described the plan as an unprecedented and serious escalation. The Aswan Dam is one of Egypt's most vital infrastructures. Built between 1960 and 1970, it controls the Nile River, provides electricity to millions, and supports agriculture across the country. But now it's being threatened as part of Israel's apparent desperation to continue to escalate tensions further and further throughout the Middle East for no better reason than to keep Netanyahu's backside firmly glued to the chair reserved for Prime Minister of Israel. This isn't just a theoretical exercise either. This is a thought-through and developed military plan placed on a military website. This is something Israel have planned out previously. You don't come up with ideas like this overnight. It's a thinly veiled threat that it has now been made public, aimed at Egypt, which has been particularly vocal recently of plans it has to rebuild Gaza after what Israel has done to the place. Now, there are war crimes, and there is threatening to destroy a dam that sustains an entire nation. The threat of targeting a water source is an unequivocal war crime under international law, and it raises serious questions again about Israel's tactics and intentions in the Middle East. Not to mention those who still insist on providing political cover and military aid to this ever more genocidal rogue state. Egypt, for one, are not taking this lightly, as you can imagine. But nor are they backing down from their plans to see Gaza rebuilt for the people of Gaza and not for the benefit of Donald Trump. Egypt is now a key player in efforts to rebuild the Strip after Israel's brutal war, which has left over 60,000 Palestinians dead on the official numbers, much higher than that on projections, and much of the territory in complete ruins, with a plan set to be presented by Egypt at a summit in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia playing host to it at the end of this month. However, Israel's goals in Gaza are starkly different, and this blatant threat to Israel, already when their plans have not actually yet been made public, really does say a lot about how determined Israel now is to see Trump's vision delivered. And that is in no small part down to how much the far right of Netanyahu's coalition government are in love with the idea of Trump ethnically cleansing Gaza for their benefit. Egypt's rebuilding efforts involves the people of Gaza remaining in the Strip, directly contradicting that plan. And Israel seem willing, it seems now, to go to extreme lengths already to stop them. This isn't just about infrastructure or politics, it's about the survival of the Palestinian people in light of what Israel has done to them. For Gaza, rebuilding means hope. For Israel, it's an obstacle to their expansionist goals, be that the greater Israel ideology, or just wiping out what is left of the state of Palestine from the map. Netanyahu already having done this in many maps he's publicly shown, of course. For Egypt, all of a sudden this has become about more than just coming to the aid of their neighbour and holding Israel to account. It's a matter of regional stability now, and sovereignty for them. And now Israel has just threatened them in the most obscene manner. Actually, where is Donald Trump in all of this? Is the US just Israel's mate, or Egypt's too? The US is still supplying foreign aid to both of these nations, after all. The only two nations Trump has continued it in. Gaza is one thing, but now Israel are threatening Egypt to further their agenda. So you're going to pick Israel's side here too? This isn't an isolated incident anymore. Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, more and more, the list ever grows. It is all part of a pattern of aggression by Israel that includes illegal settlements, forced displacements, and systematic violence against the people of Palestine and beyond that. The threat to the Aswan Dam, it's just the latest example of Israel's willingness to use extreme measures to get its own way. No method too extreme for them, it would appear. Figuring no one will argue with them. No one will hold them to account. They're right to do this in their heads as they see it. No one will tell them to stop. Well, the threat to the Aswan Dam, if carried out, would be a human catastrophe with the potential, at the highest end of estimates, to exceed even that of the Holocaust. And yet nobody, no Western mainstream media, are picking up on this story at all. What is wrong with them? Well, everything, frankly. Squawkbox have covered it today, but actually this all came out before the weekend. The story's about 3 or 4 days old now. Stay informed. Hold those ignoring this story to account. Demand they do better and demand answers from our politicians about what Israel is saying here. Meanwhile, whilst Israel lashes out at Egypt in ever more threatening manners, Egypt are just quietly been shaming them ahead of that eagerly awaited Arabian summit. They put it all on film too, bless them. And again, the mainstream media completely ignored it as they do. So it's a rotten shame. I've written all about it, and so have many others. And you get all the details of this brilliant masterclass in showing Israel up in this video recommendation here, as you're suggested next watch. Please do also hit like, share and subscribe if you haven't already done so before you watch that though, so as to ensure you don't miss out on all new daily content, and also help support this channel at the same time, which is enormously appreciated. I will hopefully catch you on the next video.